Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The word of our Savior recorded in Luke chapter 16, verses 19 to 25. There was a rich man who was dressed in purple and fine linen and lived in luxury every day. At his gate was laid a beggar named Lazarus, covered with sores and longing to eat what fell from the rich man's table. Even the dogs came and licked his sores. The time came when the beggar died, and the angels carried him to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried. In Hades, where he was in torment, he looked up and saw Abraham far away, with Lazarus by his side. So he called to him, "Father Abraham, have pity on me, and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, because I am in agony in this fire." But Abraham replied, "Son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things, while Lazarus received bad things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in agony." Behind the gate, life was marvelous for the rich man. Fancy clothes, fine food, and scores of friends. On the other side, a diseased derelict had been cast aside by those who could not or would not take care of him any longer. The filthy rich lived alongside the filthy wretch. One day, things changed dramatically. Lazarus died and was brought to heaven. The rich man died and was sent to hell. This time, Lazarus is comfortable and the rich man is suffering. Again, the gulf between the two is troubling. What are we to make of all this? Does God love poor people best? Does he hate rich people? No. Abraham himself was a rich man. Jesus' point is not about how God views the haves and the have-nots. The blessed live with the helpless, because this is how life works. This is how we really are. Like the rich man, you and I are often blissfully unaware of all God's blessings to us. Even if we do not wear expensive clothes or splurge on fancy meals, we have been given far more than we need. But like Lazarus, we are also in desperate need, totally vulnerable and helpless. Spiritually speaking, we are covered with the sores of our sins and shame. Sin makes us lonely and miserable. We cannot help or heal ourselves. So God sends some much-needed relief. God's word says, "At just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly." This is how God healed us. He sent his Son, Jesus, to suffer the pains of hell in our place so that we might be helped. The righteous Son of God stretched out his hands to comfort miserable sinners like us. It is nice to be blessed by God with a pleasant life. But just as it did for the rich man, these things will pass away. We might suffer great losses in this life. If not, death will one day take away all the delights of this world. It is better by far to be the ones God helps. When we are hurting or alone, when we feel like no one understands our struggles or can do anything to help, we remember Lazarus, the one God helps. God has helped you. Jesus stands by your side. And in death, Christ will not just address one of your struggles or meet only one of your needs. In heaven, there will be no more sadness or crying or pain or sin. There is a great difference between life now on earth and the life to come in heaven. God of grace and mercy, You have given me so much more than I realize. Thank you for all your blessings to me, but thank you most for helping me, for saving me, through your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.